What do you call the thing at the head of the bed that you put your head on?
It's a pillow.
And do you remember something about twice as long as a pillow that they used to use?
A bolster. I remember seeing them things.
What'd they look like?
Well, they wasn't quite as big as a pillow, but they were long as a bed.
Yeah.
Wide.
Did they have down in them?
Yeah, some of them. Or cotton.
Uncle Mom, what would you call a bed cover that is old-fashioned and hand-pieced out of scrap
That's
of old leftover clothes?
Quilt.
You know another name for it? Did you hear it call anything besides quilt?
These thing goes on the bed they call a comfort.
Is it different
comforter
from a quilt?
Yes, thicker.
What would you call a makeshift sleeping place on the floor for children?
And that's a pallet.
You're going to expect a big yield from a field, because you've then you might say the soil is buried. To make a big yield?
Well, if it's poor land, you'd have to fertilize it a heap.
Yeah.
Make it very rich.
If it's fertilized a lot, what is another word for that? If it's fertilized,
it's rich.
Or,
fertile would be one.
What is the flat lowland along the stream called? It's overflowed in the spring usually and plowed later.
That's marshland like.
What do you call a field that might be good for nothing other than raising grass or clover or alfalfa for hay?
Pasture.
You don't have another name for it. If you just have a grassy field.
Can't think of one right now.
What if there's some land where water's standing on it for a good part of the time? What would you call that?
That's a bottom land.
What would it be? Would it be big or small, Uncle Mom?
It's usually small.
What do you call the place where salt hay grows along the sea? Like down at Jekyll Island?
Well, that's marshland.
Uh-huh. What different kinds of soil do you have in the field?
Well, there's some black soil, sandy soil, and clay.
What if part of it soil was sand and part of it was clay? Have a name for that?
It'd be sandy loam.
Uncle Mom, now suppose you had land a bit swampy and you wanted to put it into cultivation, what would you do to the land to get the water off?
We'd have to ditch it.
And what would you call the thing that you dug?
Call it a ditch.
Do you have any other names for that?
Drainage. If it was big and wide, they'd call it a canal.
A ditch is just a narrow version of a canal.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what you call a shallow arm of the sea, a tidal stream, a narrow bit of water that flows in and out with the tide?
I don't believe I do.